All right, so we're gonna quick little intro here. We just launched a local ad magazine featuring presidential quotes. We're trying to do that quarterly with different theme quotes. Also, we're trying to spotlight local businesses, and I'm here with Clint, the owner of Taboo Brothers, which I consider a friend and a successful business member in the community. I'm just going to do a quick interview with him. Clint, how long have you had Taboo Brothers here?
We officially opened up March 11, 2009. We had the business about 6 months before that, just making the building, putting it together.
Gotcha.
Redoing everything, repainting.
Yeah.
Adding plumbing, stuff like that. So we've been here right at 10 years.
So you definitely stood the test of time, it seems.
It has been rough, but yes. Yes, man. God's been good.
Great, great. What'd you do before this?
I was a... what all happened to that? I was a mortgage broker for 9 years. I did a small loans, small personal loans and mortgages. I've been in the military. I've waited tables. I've cleaned Corvettes.
Well, thank you for your service.
I had a detail shop. As did you.
That's right.
I didn't have mine as long as you did, but I had it.
Well, either way, we got the entrepreneurial
yes.
Spirit is yes. Full intact.
So. Absolutely, yes.
Well, we want to start our interview off here with a favorite quote. So something you live by, a quote that has guided you through success.
Well, first I'll give you the quote, and it would be, I can be nothing unless I'm an example first.
Like, I can be nothing unless I'm an example first.
And I don't have an author because I made that up, so it would be Clint.
Hey, yeah, I got it there, quote Clint.
One of my other things is it's a Bible verse. It's Romans 18:11, I believe. 18:11. It's something that we talk about later.
All right, well, y'all can look up the quote there.
Read Romans. Bible's good.
There you go. One thing I wanted to ask you is, do you tattoo?
I do not.
Do not.
I have done, I believe, 3 tattoos my whole life.
You've done 3.
Yes. I don't tattoo. I don't pierce. I just love business.
Great. Okay. Well, do you consider that an advantage or a disadvantage?
It depends on who you talk to.
Okay.
Most tattoo artists, I don't want to be disrespectful, most inexperienced tattoo artists don't like it. They think it's disrespectful. They think I shouldn't be in the business if I'm not doing it. Once they get into business long enough to realize that tattooing and owning a tattoo shop is 2 completely different things.
Right.
Most tattoo shops that the owner tattoos, they don't make it very long because they just don't go business.
Yeah.
And with me being just the business instead of tattooing, if I owned the shop and I tattooed, I would be picking each tattoo I wanted to do. And I would be taking money away from the tattoo artist. So I get to provide the job and provide them more money to make. So I could make more money if I tattooed. But I'm not in this for just me. I want everybody to succeed.
I like it. I mean, from a business standpoint, I could see where it would be an advantage. From a tattoo artistic, I could see it's like disadvantage there. So I see both sides of it. What made you decide to open up a shop?
There's a couple different things. One of them I'm just now kind of opening up to. I have PTSD from the military, and it's a mix of different things, man. I went from, I used to like to be around a lot of people when I did music, and then my PTSD started getting worse and worse when I don't like to be in large groups. But when I was a mortgage broker, I got tired of making this company millions of dollars because I hustled and make good money, but I was making them so much more. And I wasn't treated good. And I thought, I want to be able to have a business where either the employees are paid awesome, or they're paid awesome and treated good. But everybody deserves at least one of those.
Sure.
Either get paid good and don't get treated right, or don't get treated right, but you're treated, or don't get paid good, but you're treated really good.
Sure.
I wanted to provide either one or both. And I was looking, and the tattoo industry was one of the top growing industries for like 3 years in a row. So I jumped in.
I can appreciate it. What sets you apart from the other tattoo shops in the area? It might be the same thing you just stated.
The main thing that sets us apart is when somebody walks in the front, they're treated like family. I mean, it's we get so many people that will come in and say, I've been to this place or this place, and we were treated like crap. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think there can be a best tattoo artist because there's so many different styles. You know, it's like being the best rapper in one style. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we stand apart because we make it an experience that you're not going to forget. We treat you like family, and you have an awesome experience. It's the biggest part of this.
Well, while we're still talking about tattoos and whatnot, I've heard a lot of people talking about migraines and dad piercings lately. Would you like to touch on that for real quick?
Yeah, a few years ago, just to start off, I guess, I suffered from migraines. I've suffered from them since 1999, after I went to basic training in AIT. We had a guy a few years ago that reached out to me that said he had heard about something called the Daith piercing and how it knocks out migraines. It has something to do with, what's it, where they poke your body?
Acupuncture?
Acupuncture.
Gotcha.
And I didn't believe it at all, but I wanted to look into it, you know. Mm-hmm. So what we did is we contacted, I think it was like 5-10 people that we knew suffered from migraines, and we tried it on them, let them do it for free, and it worked.
So you guys was almost like in the experimental phase of this, like.
Yeah, I mean, we were the first ones in Bowling Green that did it, proved it, and sold it.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
Once we realized that it got rid of migraines, we started promoting it as such, and we backed it up. I mean, we're not a doctor, so I'm not going to guarantee you 100% that it's going to work.
Right.
But in 2016, I believe it was, we did over 1,000 of them. There was a handful of people that come back and said this didn't help, and the ones who did only got one side done. You have to get both sides done. Have to get both. I've been migraine free for over a year because of mine. Yeah.
Well, there you go, helping the people again. With the tattoo shop.
Do what we can.
All right. Switch gears a little bit. What would you give advice to a young person that was starting out in this field?
As an artist or as a business owner?
Let's go your direction.
Business owner. I would say, one, earn respect. Because no matter what, earn respect. You're not going to be given it. It's just not the way it works. Get in the field you want to be in. Earn your respect by not quitting and by always learning. If you ever get to a point where you think you can't learn nothing more, you might as well quit because you're wrong. You're wrong, right. And everybody's going to recognize that you're that guy, and you're probably not going to succeed. So realize that no matter what you're in, it's a team sport, it's team effort, and your client is who's paying your bills, so treat them accordingly.
Gotcha. Take notes, people. Kind of in the same sense, but different at the same time. Let's take a trip back in time.
Oh no.
What advice would you give a 20-year-old Clint of what to do and what not to do?
Okay. So, to throw this in there, I'm very faith-based now. I have a lot of faith in my God, and I live that lifestyle now. So, the big thing I would tell myself is sin less. You can't be sinless, but you can sin less. There were a lot of things, a lot of ways that I may have hurt people, especially relationship-wise, that I wish that I could go back and not do. And I would probably tell myself to not love money.
Okay. Good advice, though.
What about yourself?
Oh. What would I tell a 20-year-old me?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Because you posed that on me, you know? You gotta throw that right back at me. I gotta hear this.
Well, kind of to go along with what you just said, chase memories and not money.
That's why he's on that side. He's good.
Well, for now, we'll leave it at that. What is success to you?
Success. Now? Success would be more of a constant happiness. Money's not my God. Jesus is my God. So if I'm living a lifestyle that somebody who, let's say somebody who doesn't really know me, if they look at me and say, there's Clint, he's a Christian, to me that's success. You know, if 10, 15, or 15 years ago they would look at me and say, hey, there's Clint, he's a wannabe gangster, wannabe whatever.
Mm-hmm.
To me, now, that's not success. Even if I was that wannabe whatever who had $2 million, we know that there's not happiness in that, man.
Right.
It's not there.
True. Kind of along the same lines, what would you consider your life's purpose to be?
Did you do these on purpose?
I did.
Now, it would be to change my community for the better. Absolutely for the better. I would say, if you're educated on the Bible, you'll understand this. I want to earn as many crowns as I can to hand back to my Jesus. It's honestly what I want, man. I know that I used to. We've known each other for a long time, and you know that we've both hustled very hard. And I think we both want to do the best at everything we did. I wanted to be the best mortgage broker, the best brother, the best everything.
Right.
And one day it was like, God just throat chopped me, and he was like, dude, just be the best Christian. And if you can be the best Christian, you're going to be the best everything.
Yeah, anything you do.
Yeah.
Do you have any mentors or life coaches that's kind of helped you get where you are today?
I do. I'm a... I'm not going to give any secrets away here. I'm a Freemason. And there's a couple guys in that have really took me under their wing and have showed me how to mature and think a lot more about the long run. Because, you know, in the lifestyle that we were in, it was that day. What can I get done today? It wasn't, what can I start now to accomplish in 10 years? And they've really helped with that. And whether you like it or not, man, I admire a lot of the stuff that you've done.
I respect that and I appreciate that. I've seen you do it, but I'm sure that you've paid forward that mentorship to younger people or even maybe peers of your age or, you know, maybe even older people, but you've always passed that forward, right?
Yeah, I try, man. I don't want to be that guy that thinks I know everything and don't share anything, because, I mean, on one aspect, we got to remember that God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason, so we can listen twice as much as we talk.
Right.
But you've got to talk some. I mean, you know, that's another thing these guys have taught me in Freemasonry. These other guys, you know, they're not just going to offer all their information.
Right.
You've got to put in time. You've got to ask questions.
Right.
You've got to show
them. You've got to be
there. Yes.
You've got to be there.
You've got to put in time. You've got to show them that you want to learn that. And this is for anything. This is for if you're trying to get in the music business, restaurant business, it doesn't matter. Go and find somebody who you can look up to. Find somebody that's done it and stick with them.
Let's go right there.
Figure out how they got where they got. Try to learn from their mistakes. Amen.
Well, here's where I'm going to insert one of my favorite quotes. It's, success leaves clues unless you're clueless.
It's another good one.
Yeah.
I'm going to write these down.
All right. This one's going to be interesting. Pause.
For we know that all things happen for good to those who love God and are called according to his word.
There it goes. He remembered it. No phone. It just came out of nowhere.
It doesn't say that everything happens and it's good. It says all things happen for good. So somebody may have cancer. That's not good. No. But God can use that for good, for you to be a witness to the person who has it.
Gotcha. Strong. Do you have any unusual habits or anything that you love doing that most people would consider a strange habit?
Oh, who I was going to say this? I like to read. Because what we were just talking about, placing yourself around successful people. Mm-hmm. We can't always do that on a daily basis, or maybe you're not in the same city, but you can get a book.
Right.
You can take that trip.
I mean,
reading Rainbow Top Stuff,
right.
you can You can do that.
I mean, in some instances, you know, some people spent their whole life and put what they learned into a book for the next person to learn.
Yeah. So I mean, we're at a time in life, guys, that everything's right here.
Yep.
You can learn any language. You can look at 37 different styles of Bibles. You can go to college.
Right there.
Right here.
That's right.
So if you're not intelligent, it's your fault.
But I mean, to kind of go off of that, like, it can be used for positive as well as negative, though. And
absolutely.
I feel like people are using it for way more negative than positive now. So instead of scrolling through social media, go download Audible, read a book, something, you
yes.
know, something, something that's going to help you.
One of my favorite authors is Dr. Chuck Misler. He's super intelligent, and if you read one of his books, you've probably got to read it 4 or 5 times. But you will be smarter when you're done. You'll be smarter.
Well, then that leads me right into the next question real quick. Do you read?
I like to shoot guns, too.
Yeah, he likes to shoot guns and read books. But
you said
you like to read. You said you gave an author. Is there a book that you would gift often or that you would recommend?